In the last election for Illinois governor, about 2 out of every 5 voters with a union member in their household voted for the Republican, Governor Bruce Rauner. And last year, President Trump got a nearly equal share of union households nationwide. Jim Dixon is president of the Springfield and Central Illinois Trades and Labor Council. He says union leadership needs to have a conversation with its members.
A good friend of mine says, we all know we're getting our you-know-what kicked, but we just don't know who's got their foot in the boot. So we're going to help our members understand who's got the foot in the boot so that they can make an informed decision when it comes to be election time.
Dixon says unions have to speak for all working people, even if they're not paying dues, and focus on economic issues. John Penn is vice president of the Midwest Laborers International Union. He says it's easy to convince union members to oppose Rauner's agenda, which includes making it harder for unions to collect dues and lowering prevailing wages, which apply to government construction projects.
If our membership wants a 30% cut in wages, then vote for Rauner. If you want to keep your wages there and increase your wages, vote for Pritzker. I think it's a pretty good message.
Penn was referring to J.B. Pritzker. The Democrat won the Midwest Laborers' endorsement last week. Pritzker says Democrats had message problems in recent elections. He says he's focusing on economic issues. I'm Brian Mackey.